This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Scott.
With just weeks before the start of the 2017 Missouri legislative session, I wanted to talk about government relations and how the university is represented in Jefferson City. First of all, what is the goal of MSU with regards to its role in Jeff City?
Well, there are a couple of things. I would say every year, appropriations are a concern. Mm-hmm. And that's all the way from starting new programs to are we going to be funded to a level that we either have very little or no tuition increase for our students to capital projects to a whole host of issues of the day that come up, and we're engaged in that. And then secondarily, there's a kind of a higher level of education policy, and whether it's access or affordability or a whole diversity, a variety of things that people have interest in. We want to have a seat at the table to talk about those kind of things. And so we are an arm of state government. Sometimes we forget that. I'm a state employee, as you are. And so it's important that we serve our role as a public institution and to educate people all across our state and to focus to make sure we're doing that well. And the legislature cares about that, and so we interact with them on a whole slew of issues every year.
I know you're personally involved in that, making several trips a year up to Jeff City and also, of course, facilitating some of that work from here in Springfield. But how many people other than yourself are involved in that process?
So there's a whole variety of ways we try to have influence on policy. And it begins as we have lobbyists in Jeff City. Jerry Birch and Scott Mars lead our team. They're there every day. And so if things happen, they're available to immediately try to engage people and to let us know what's going on and what we can do and whether we should be coming up or making calls, et cetera. So it begins with that. Then internally, we have a team of eight or nine folks that are involved in interacting with our legislative delegation. Ryan DeBoof, my chief of staff and head of government relations, leads that effort. Ken McClure, who was a vice president here, still works part-time as a part of that because he's got great connections from working in state government a big chunk of his life, including being chief of staff for Governor Matt Blunt. So that's kind of our specific team. And then we also try to influence policy and appropriations through organizations that we're a member of. And so there are 10 institutions in Springfield that are part of the Springfield Metro Partnership. It includes the Chamber, the City, City Utilities, OTC, and others. And we interact together and have greater influence as a result of that. And then the Council on Public Higher Education that I chair, that's all the public universities all across the state. We engage in that. And then the Coordinating Board and the Missouri Department of Higher Education is also advocating for higher education. And so, we're involved in helping them set policy and supporting them. I'm a member of the Springfield Chamber, and the Chamber is up there every week advocating, and they have an education agenda. So lots of ways that we try to influence things. And a part of it, with the new governor, part of it is I've personally been meeting with folks that are personally connected with him that are also connected to the university and beginning to work on developing that relationship and influence.
Let's go to that point. Governor-elect Eric Greitens, so a new administration after 8 years under Governor Jay Nixon. How do you go about facilitating those relationships under a brand new administration?
The strategies are essentially the same. And so I've personally met with Governor-elect Greitens, some of his key supporters from this area. And the Springfield Metro Partnership is reaching out. Council on Public Higher Education is reaching out. And so those organizations will have meetings set with the governor, and I'll be a part of those meetings. And so the Coordinating Board and Missouri Department of Higher Education has been interacting with the governor's staff. And again, I'm indirectly a part of that. And so, for that level of influence, I'm the best person to do those things. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've also been meeting with legislative leaders that have connections to the governors. And so and a variety of folks on our team do that. I've been involved in part of that, but so have a variety of other folks.
I imagine the biggest change or knowledge that you're seeking is really the platform for the governor-elect, because after 8 years of the same governor, you get to know kind of their tendencies and what their goals are, right? And now you've got some new things to look forward to or to just try to understand.
No question. The most important thing for Governor Nixon was affordability. That was the most important thing. We were able to create a great partnership with him. And for the last at least 5 years, Missouri has led the country in having the lowest tuition increases over that five-year period. And another thing the governor was keen on is performance funding, and that model came into play. And so in both of those things, higher education was a partner with the governor to work with him so that we ended up with a process that both he was pleased with and we supported. And that's what we want to develop that relationship with Governor-elect Greitens, to show him that the public institutions in Missouri, 2 years and 4 years, are great assets for our state. And we can be assets in his agenda. If that's improving workforce development, we want to be a part of that. If it's access or affordability, we want to work with him to figure out ways that we can be supportive of that. So it's a hand-in-glove fit, and we're working together, not fighting each other as we move forward. And I'm very hopeful from everything I've learned and everything I hear about Governor-elect Greitens, that we'll have a very close relationship with him, just as we've had with Governor Nixon.
And then finally, I just wanted to get kind of a peek into the day-to-day during the legislative session. How fluid is that situation when you've got kind of your boots on the ground, so to speak, and they're communicating? And how quickly might you learn, hey, I need to, you know, get up there? And what would be an example of that would influence your change of schedule to make that happen?
So during the session, as I said, we have our lobbyists that are engaged every day, and we have members of our team that are up there every week. And then there are certain things that I need to be there for. But you're right. Hearings are scheduled on short notice. Bills are filed, particularly as we get later in the session. Amendments we hear are coming, and literally there you have hours, not days, to react and have influence. And so often I'm calling people on the phone, you know, our legislators, and they're very receptive. Never not had one of them be willing to talk to me, and doesn't mean they always do what I suggest, but we have good dialogue. And so clearly last year, as various gun bills progressed, I think five were filed. Ultimately, none made it to the finish line in terms of the campus carry issue. But we were engaged every day in that, and we had specific our whole team working on that with a variety of people, and we were ready to appear and made many phone calls and tracked all of that, literally oftentimes towards the end on a minute-by-minute kind of thing. And ultimately, we were happy with the outcome that the current law remain the same for us.
Well, always a little bit of unpredictability that comes with these legislative sessions.
That is the definition of a legislative session. It makes it exciting and challenging, but we have a really good team, and we've been able to handle the challenges. And I think people on the legislative side and in the administrative side in the Capitol have high regard for our team and our views, and we're viewed as a good partner and someone who wants to come to the table and have conversations, not just be obstructionists or not just be ideologues on a particular thing. And that really has raised our influence as we've grown.
President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott.